USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We can't enforce our immigration laws without breaking families apart.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, who says House members will vote on a bill that would keep families together at the southern border with Mexico. That vote is expected tomorrow.
Under this bill, when people are being prosecuted for illegally crossing the border, families will remain together under DHS custody throughout the length of their legal proceedings.
A Catholic cardinal removed from public ministry over sex abuse allegations. The New York Archdiocese says 87-year-old Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, current Archbishop Emeritus of Washington, D.C., was found to have abused a teenager decades ago while serving as a priest in New York. He also served as Archbishop of Newark, New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
More on the crisis at the border as religious organizations are reacting. Over 600 clergy and members of the United Methodist Church condemning the federal government, in particular the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, for implementing and defending the practice of separating kids from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. Not just Methodists either, as evangelical leader Franklin Graham shared his thoughts about it on the Christian Broadcasting Network.
Well, it's terrible to see families ripped apart, and I don't support that one bit. And I blame the politicians for the last 20, 30 years.
Officials from Catholic, Presbyterian, and Episcopal religious organizations also criticizing the policy. The U.S. pulls out of the U.N. Human Rights Council. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley saying the group of nations doesn't live up to its name, as it doesn't address serious human rights abuses. She also accuses the council of being hostile to Israel. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Just getting word that the Woodrow Wilson Bridge in the Washington, D.C. area has been closed in both directions because of an accident involving a construction crane. Reports are a vehicle may have crashed into the crane, causing it to explode and catch fire. The bridge connects Alexandria, Virginia, with Prince George's County, Maryland. Federal immigration officials arrest more than 100 workers suspected of using false or stolen identification at an Ohio meat supplier. The latest on that case from USA Radio's Wendy King.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Homeland Security agents executed a search warrant for the Freshmark meat processing plant in Salem to arrest employees for immigration violations. According to Homeland Security Special Agent Steve Francis, unlawful employment is one of the key magnets drawing illegal aliens across our borders. Francis said most of the employees arrested at the location were from Guatemala and will be held in facilities in Michigan and Ohio as they await proceedings. Some employees may be released on humanitarian grounds, including health concerns or the well-being of their family members.
And Canada's moving to legalize pot, the country's Senate giving final passage to a bill to do that. Sales could begin in about 8 to 12 weeks after the federal government gives final approval. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.